Six Mobile.
N4ZLK Mobile.
How are you doing?
Just starting out the day. Well, headed that way. We're probably going to intersect again, maybe.
Hey, sorry I had to go so quick yesterday. Didn't mean to do that.
Understand, that's twice now. I'm getting the hint.
Oh, I know. That's the thing about what I do. The phone just seems to never stop, and it always rings at the worst times.
My phone will stay, other than getting a text here and there from work, it'll stay silent most of the day, and then I'll jump on the radio and somebody will call. Never fails.
Pretty good day yesterday.
Big Shippers was closed for inventory, so I didn't even have to go by their place. I still have 6 o'clock pickup. They ship all the way up to 6 o'clock, so it doesn't help me get off any earlier. But it makes the day a little easier.
But you can get.
I took a little nap. It wasn't long, but just enough. I went hiking on Monday with my youngest son. It was kind of last minute. The job he has, they paid him to go scout out a trail. And that was his day's pay. It's pretty sweet. And so I went with him. It's right on 276. In fact, we parked right on the side of 276, above Bald Rock there. And the trail kind of scaled along the bottom of Caesar's Head. At one point, we were directly underneath it. And it ended up at two waterfalls. Saw a smaller third one on the way. But it was great going in. Coming out was a little more difficult.
Coming out.
1,500 feet up to 2,600 feet, and it was only a 3-mile hike going in, 3 miles coming back.
Steep incline there.
Section that was pretty steep. I told my son, I got 29 years on you now. You need to slow down a little bit.
Went up to Topgolf last night. Man, I'm sore this morning.
How sore you can get from doing something like that? Not on a regular basis.
But we had a good time and had a lot of laughs and I just enjoyed the evening.
I told you we took our family there one time. It was actually for Father's Day. They all took me there actually, and took one of my boys and then. We had some friends down from Illinois. They'd never done it, and they're not golfers at all, but they really enjoyed it, and they went to one, you know, up there, and then we met them in Nashville a couple months ago for a weekend, and we were right near one, so we spent a few hours at one in Nashville. It's a good time. You just, you know, good chance to spend some time talking and making fun of each other.
There's lots of making fun. We had one guy last night, he teed it up, and he hit the balcony up above. The ball actually went and ricocheted back here around on the floor above us.
Backspin.
We couldn't figure out how in the world you get that to happen. But, I mean, just things like that. We was all laughing. Somebody dropped their phone, falling down through the net. So it was just a fun night.
And now you're paying for it.
Bad, but yeah, I can feel it a little bit. Tomorrow will probably be worse.
Looking forward to working yesterday after that hike. I slept hard, and I got up. I'm like, all right, I'm okay, but I was dragging a little bit yesterday.
Dragging today. I may take a note from you. I may pull over and take me a nap somewhere.
WWZ, number.
Good morning, Chandler, N4ZLK.
Good morning, Chandler, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Patrick. Good morning to the other guy. I think it's Kevin, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I'm just moving my car to a different spot.
I'm on my way back out to 25 right now.
Mile from 123.
Get through there before I am, but it might be closing.
But every Wednesday morning, Patrick and I almost pass each other. One day we actually did pass each other. He was doing a turnaround and I was driving by.
Patrick, you said you come on 123. Do you drive through Eastland?
Later today, I deliver to the Easley Post Office, sometimes another business or two out that way, but that's part of my route.
Bus office, you mean the school bus office?
Post office, the mail post office.
Okay, I got you. Well, if you want to stop by for lunch or something, we could eat lunch or do that together if you wanted to.
Fine, I'm actually meeting my brother today. Haven't talked to him in a while, and we're going to hang out for about an hour.
It'll be fine, my brother. You always need to be around family.
I'm under 123. I'm already past it, Patrick.
Yep, I'm getting ready to take the off-ramp here to get off, to make the loop around.
5:02 in the morning to go to work.
Coming from my house, I take, I turn on the Jim Hunt Road, and then I get to the Fenway stop, turn on the Linhart Road. Then from Linhart, I turn left on the Glenwood. No, it may not be Glenwood. I think I'm missing the road. I think it's Slickum or something. But anyway, I turn left off of that road, turn on to Hinton. Turn right and smooth the dam, go to the four-way stop, that smooth the dam, take a left. Turn on right on the 123, keep going until I get on 93, and then I take a left on the Stewart Drive, get all the way past the construction where the old Getty's Middle used to be, and then I take a left into a long driveway, and that will be the Easley School Bus Office.
That was some detailed directions. I could probably get there from that.
The 4 WWC, PAO4HKX, and the N4 ZLK for station identification.
Me and your brother had today in KO4HKX.
I only have a few places, well, you know that, but it depends on how much I've got today and what time. He's supposed to work tonight. He works Wednesday through Saturday night. We were going to meet yesterday, and he had some things to do, and so I know he wants to meet early. I prefer to eat a little bit later, so it all depends on if they've given me extra delivery or not, and where it'll be, whether it'll be somewhere in Easley or maybe Powdersville or Whitehorse Road. I'm not sure yet.
Have a good time. I'm pulling into my next stop, so gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Shane, you be careful out there. Chandler, you be careful. Stay safe. KO4HK. And I'll be clear.
N4ZLK. Go ahead, Chandler.
Patrick, 7-3s. Have a good day. You be safe as well. How you doing this morning, Shane?
I was hoping for some sunshine today, but we're running through some drizzle here. Now, Chandler, do you drive a school bus?
Yeah.
So I guess you're looking at working into that?
I got to pass something called a skill performance evaluation for people who have limb loss. I have hands, but I don't have all of my fingers. I was born without all of my fingers, if you know what I mean.
I didn't realize that. I wish you well. I hope it works out. Is that a lot of studying, or is it more of a just demonstration that you can do it?
See, it's a certificate that I can get that gives me permission you train with your regular trainer, and then I'll take the test, all the tests I need to take to the school district and then the state, and then FMCSA certified official will come here, and I will have to preside proudly at bus to take my test in, and I really don't want to just be limited to buses. That's my only concern. If I do this through a bus, you know, am I going to be able to drive a dump truck or anything like that later down the road? But, yeah, it's just basically I test. I send in some papers on some applications. I call them, make sure they get it, you know, make sure they stay on top of it, get what's necessary, start my training, and then get my license.
I'm not sure how it works on if you just test on a bus and get your Class B, if you can drive a dump truck or something off of that, probably, but I know I have my Class A's, but I'd have to, I actually am not allowed to drive a bus without going through doing taking a bus test in person. I can get all the other endorsements, I just can't do the bus without doing a skills test in a bus and doing some more testing, knowledge testing.
Well, I'm sure you could do it. I don't think it's a matter of I can't. It's just, you know, when I went to go get the DAT physical, they said that my medical card will not be valid until I get the certificate. So it is what it is. It makes me kind of mad because, you know, I don't consider myself to be any different from anyone else. You know, why should I have to do something just different than everybody else? But I get why it's about safety.
And they gotta have some kind of line somewhere that, you know, you gotta be able to meet. But I'm sure you'll get it. I wish you well on that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. So you say you have a Class A? You drive a truck?
I drive tractor trailer for UPS.
Seen some UPS trucks coming down 183. I wonder if that's it. Not 183, 123. I wonder if I've ever seen it.
I'm on 123 every day.
Well, did they allow you to stop for lunch?
I always stop for lunch. one day last week I didn't. I had a lot of work, and I could have stopped for lunch, but they would have had to send some help out to me, and I just decided to get through the day so I wouldn't have to work really late.
I couldn't blame you on that. I've heard that, you know, I could get my Class A license and go to drive a tanker truck, and I could make about $112,000 a year.
The company, obviously, I know that back during that pipeline, that supposed pipeline, whatever happened, somebody hacked the system, there was some contracts being offered up to $300,000 a year to pull tankers out of the Gulf, but you got to have your hazmat and all that, hazmat certification and all that stuff too, so it's not just the license.
It's all about safety first. That's the most important thing. Well, Shane, I'm going to have to get off here and say 7-3. I'm going to walk into the office and be social with my co-workers for a little bit. And hope to catch you later on down the wall. This is KO4 WWZ. I'll be clear on your final.
I hope you have a great day and good to talk to you. I'm sure I'll hear you again. KO4WWZ from N4ZLK 73.